It's 88.5 FM Sky Daniels. Happy to welcome back Matthew Swede. Good to see you again.
Good to see you too.
Geez, you know, it's funny. The last time we saw you, you were on a search. You're always on a perpetual search of some sort. But you were on a search for a new place to live, and you were actually considering looking at a joint in Northridge, and then you ended up moving to Nebraska.
We ended up moving to Nebraska. We looked around a lot of places, and, you know, we'd been living for 20 years in our place here. And we just did a wild card thing and went back to Nebraska. My wife's from there. I grew up in Lincoln.
Right.
And we found a house that we really sort of dug in Omaha. And I'm a real homebody. Like, people who know me can tell you, I just kind of don't ever go out and do anything unless I sort of have to, you know. So in a way, it's not that different for me. I'm in my house, and I have a studio I can record in, you know.
And Netflix in the other room. So yeah,
I've got Netflix and Hulu and HBO Go. But the other thing that's great is nowadays people can send parts back and forth. We can record on each other's stuff and just send it around. So I was even able to pull from both coasts for players on my album, even though I'm out there in the middle.
Yeah, and the new album, Tomorrow Forever, when you move back, you also had your parents around, and you got to spend time with your parents.
That's right, and it's time I really wouldn't have spent, you know. And my mother, about 9 months into our moving back, passed away right after I ran the Kickstarter campaign for Tomorrow Forever. And but I had a lot of good time with her in the months before. And then I've gotten to spend so much time with my dad, who, you know, I've never gotten to spend a whole lot of time as an adult. We were always coming back and visiting, you know, for a limited time. And then at the end of, right after we fulfilled in June, my father passed away. So it's kind of like bookended with my parents is the project. But it's a positive thing because I got good time with them and I was there.
Bless. It's a, you know, those are the kind of life events that you kind of start thinking, you know what, this happened for a reason. And you get that sense of
it is a little important bit that way. And I just think, I would have been much more alienated and kind of, you know, encumbered by it had I not been able to be there.
1, 2, 3. To resist, and do you need
I guess you had a burst of creativity where the song started coming.
Yeah, I just started writing. Once I got there and got my studio going, I started, you know, I was kind of late to start the Kickstarter record recording because of my mom's death. Mm-hmm. And there were a few months where I was just kind of adrift. But once we started recording, I ended up recording about 38 songs, I think, in total, from which we pulled the album. And there's a whole another 12-song record that's called Tomorrow's Daughter. We gave that to people on the Kickstarter who purchased demos, because originally I was going to make demos, you know, for the album, right. But I could never have done so many songs and so many real recordings if I'd done that. So that turned into this kind of other record. So we have to figure out how to release that, and so other people can get it because they're asking about it. So we used, you know, a lot of the stuff that I recorded on something, and but there are still more that, you know, won't see the light of day, I guess.
When you've been, you know, making great records, not only for yourself, but in collaboration with other artists, you know, you've been very active as a songwriter and a performer. When you have a burst of 38 songs and you're feeling great about them, you know, that's got to feel reassuring in a way that the muse is still working through you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the writing part in a way is easy for me to like collect germs of ideas. You know, over time I hum little things when I think of them. But I did feel from the beginning of the recording that it was really solid, this sort of grounded feeling, maybe partly from being near where I was when I first loved electric guitars and records and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I just felt sort of connected in a grounded way. And I mean, the other way I ended up recording so many songs, I didn't do them right at once. We recorded three batches of music. The first one was kind of just a wide range of things. The second one had more sort of power pop, poppy kind of jangly songs, and not entirely, but just generally. And then the last batch I did were slow, moody kind of songs. I felt like I needed to make sure I had a wide range of things on the record, and I've always kind of wanted to do that. So I would just kind of think, what do I still need, and kind of gear the batches toward that, and just the type of song and the speed, you know.
Thank you. Many of the artists that you worked with, you have worked with before, and you have developed a rapport with these artists, so that trust is there. When you ask that, when you offer them music and want their feedback, you feel comfortable in getting that feedback from them.
Yes, I mean that's a really cool thing about being located where I can't easily just have people come and walk in and play. Was how I could just pull from all these different places. And it's like Christmas for me, waiting for a part, and then suddenly it comes like in email, you know, and I download it and place it in the session, and it's totally cool. I mean, receiving Rod Argent's piano parts, you know, we were so excited, my wife and I, you know, get it in the session and listen to
it's
them.
It's like a kid opening a present at Christmas.
Yeah, it kind of is, and in some ways it's almost more fun. And I'm not I don't tell people what to play. I never have been like lording over, no, do this or do it differently. I've always let people do whatever they do. And I think that you get really good stuff from people when you do that. And it's just more so when you're not even there with them, they can really just relax and do whatever they feel.
You know? And then you get the, that was a good take on this. Mm.
I always like what they send me. It's like I don't think there was anything someone sent me where I was like, oh, I don't like that.
When you come back to Los Angeles, does it evoke certain things? I know it hasn't been
absolutely,
that long.
Absolutely. I've had so many great times here, and I love it. You know, if I had millions and millions of dollars, I'd have a place here still. You know.
Yeah, you could get a townhome.
Yeah, I could get whatever. But it feels great coming back. I love Southern California. I love the LA area. I was really lucky when I first came out here that I had Richard Dashett working with me, the producer from Fleetwood Mac. And he loved LA and sort of taught me about all the different areas and the lore. And, you know, he and Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks lived in a little house up by Lake Hollywood, not too far where I lived and ended up living. And just hearing all those stories and his excitement, you know, really turned me on to Los Angeles. And, you know, I love kind of pop culture in general and obviously music and movies. And it's just a place with a lot of great history, you know, if you go and look for it. And so, you know, it makes me feel a little bit wistful, but maybe more for the great times I had here, you know, more so than like going, oh, I wish I lived here and didn't live somewhere else.
a time capsule.
Dig it out.
Everyone is invited, the fans that know of, the fans that don't know of Matthew Sweet. You know, tonight you would see one of the great shows that you're going to see. Someone who, when he writes a song and performs a song, it's a song in every sense of the word. That's about as much categorization as I will give to your music.
I like it.
You know, good songs. So if you're a fan of that, and aren't we all, tonight at the Echo, I know you're going to have a blast seeing your friends. You'll probably spend as much time, remember, it's LA, after the show than during the show. So
it's going to be a wild little scene.
Pace yourself. Which, and unto that, I want to say thank you for coming out, because I know it is day of show, and you do have a lot of things to do, but it's always good to see and know you always have a place here at KCSN.
That's so great, and you know, it's my pleasure to come by, and we really appreciate the support as well.
You got it. It's Matthew Sweet, everybody, live on 88.5 FM.